What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast. We're talking about the latest and greatest of cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Chines.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? And Chris Abacon.
What's up, everybody?
What is up? So, welcome to the Friday episode. So, this is called the Weekly Rundown, where we talk about everything non-cyber related. We might go into a little bit of what we're studying, but for the most part, it's movies, books, games, TV, all that good stuff. So, this is where we kind of unwind for the week, but not to be confused with the Weekly Rundown newsletter, which has this episode in it, and then everything else. So, now we're on LinkedIn articles. I have a newsletter on LinkedIn, and we're on Medium. We don't have a newsletter yet, but we may by the time you hear this. So we just want to make sure that you're able to read, watch, and listen to us. However you consume your media, definitely check us out. We're on all the platforms. So definitely continue to watch the videos, but then I need you to hit the like button, share, most importantly, subscribe. So we have a lot of new traffic. I think it says like 75% of the people who watch our content are brand new. Nah, man, stick around. Like, continue to watch our content. I want to flip that. I want 75% to be people who are subscribed, and then throw another 75%. Math don't have the math of people who are coming in. 150% out of y'all. All right. So hit up all the websites that go by our names, either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask Us SP, depending on the character limit of your platform. So without further ado, how was your week, Shannon?
It was all right. It was a couple days of telework, but That wasn't too bad. You know, went out and made some snow angels at lunchtime. You know, had some snowball fights with my younger kids anyway, right? My son still had to go to work, but it was a decent time, man. Watched Invincible came back, right? They continued their second season. I gotta be honest with you. So like the end of the episode was great. Like it ended very good, but it was a good 35 minutes of, come on, let's get some of this action that I'm accustomed to come back again.
You know
what I'm saying? But like, and there's some build up to it, right? Like it's the second part of the season. How it ended with their after, or what do you call it, mid credit scene or whatever. I'm like, I'm interested to see how this goes. You know what I mean? So it was a good episode. I'm still gonna give it on the plus side, right? But don't spend 35 minutes talking and doing all that, right?
I think, so my opinion, I think it made it worse for me because they do the thing where they get you more invested in the character. You're like, oh yeah, I kind of like this person. And then they do something terrible to them. You're like, oh, fuck. So that's what they're going for. They want to give it that weight before they do something terrible. But I get you. It was slower. But yeah. And then at the end, I was just like, oh, hopefully this is a dream or something.
That's true. It's their Game of Thrones in it, right? It was a good episode. I'm still gonna say it's on the plus side. We'll wait and see. So every Friday, right, is when that releases, I believe.
Is it Thursday?
Okay,
I think it's Thursday. Yeah.
So when the next one comes up, I'll watch that one. I'm still gonna watch, right? Like it's to the point where I'm invested at this point. And like I said, the way it went down, because like the very first episode, now I'll put it out there, right? Like the very first episode was kind of like that too. You started out with a fight scene, right? Then they do build up, and then it's the twist. Like from the first season, right? This is the twist. It's like, oh, okay, like I'm in. You know what I'm saying? And then they go on from there. So. Good episode. I anyone who has not gotten into this series, Invincible, watch it like from the first one on, and you'll enjoy it. If you don't like the first one, you probably won't like the series. What else did I watch? I started rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So I finished the seasons that are available on Netflix. It's a hilarious show to me. Like, I don't know why. I think Andy Samberg, like, I even liked him on SNL, right? Like, when he did, like, those, what was it called? The SNL shorts or whatever it was they do. Videos or whatnot.
Like, even just saw him with Justin Timberlake.
Lonely Island.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But, those things were hilarious to me. Like, him when he's funny. So I started rewatching that. That was pretty good. There's only 4 seasons available on Netflix, and I think it was like 7 or 8 total. I don't know why Netflix does that to where they don't have the whole thing. I guess it's like a contract thing. Like, all right, give us half of it. Then I don't know. So watch those. started trying to watch the show Tracker on CBS, I think. It was so-so. Like, I've come to the point where I don't know, like, with regular network TV shows, I think I know the formulas for all of them to where it's like, it just doesn't appeal to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're definitely right on that. Like, I feel like all the CBS shows are very formulaic. They've got a mysterious, you know, very intelligent, but, you know, flawed in some way main character. You've got either another counterpart to that person, female or male, aka, you know, some kind of tension or his female sexual tension, right? Or, and then a gang of us, like a gang of teams, right? Like a gang of people that, you know, do different tasks, right? Like, oh, specials here and there. You have the premise, and not completely NCIS isn't exactly what's being looked at and showed you that premise, or you get another mentalist, right? But CBS knows this formula works, like, and, really, I think one of my sales told me, is like, network TV is for boomers. And you know what? I think it is. Absolutely. Because old people love CBS and it works, right? We still goes and watches stuff like Wheel of Fortune and stuff like that. Yeah, it's still popular, and then they have a dedicated viewer base that will watch these shows.
So I'm guessing you've seen the show Tracker then, because you described it to a T, like you called it.
You know what's hilarious? I have never seen Tracker, because there you go, there it is. That's every CBS show right there. Not in like.
The thing is, I knew, and what it was it was one of the snow days, and I was still teleworking, but my wife came down and was talking to me a little bit, and I was like, well, let's just find something to watch. Like, I can still work and watch something or whatever. And we turned it on, and it was just like, eh. And then my wife was like, you're not interested, are you? Because, like, she could tell, like, if I'm not paying attention or doing whatever. So I'm like, it's so-so. So I probably won't watch it again. I don't know. I may give it one more, because I think I only did, like, two episodes. So I may do one more. Usually three is my limit, right? But there are some times with that, like, I don't even give it that. Like, I know. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that was one of the things I watched. Started watching the third season of Abbott Elementary. That came back pretty good. I don't know if you guys ever watch Abbott Elementary. That's pretty funny.
I still haven't started yet. I know it's good.
On TV. Like, yeah, I haven't done mine started yet. Is that on ABC? Or Fox?
What is that one on? I think that might be ABC. I'm not sure. I watch all my stuff on Hulu Live, right? So, like, for me, I'm just picking, you know, hey, all right, there we go. I see the thumbnail. I hit it. And I'm not necessarily paying attention to the logo in the corner, because it probably has it. Like, I'll probably go and watch another episode, and right there in the corner, it's probably ABC.
I think it is ABC, right? Because ABC is Disney.
Yeah.
And Hulu is Disney.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I think they're all together. Yeah.
So do they have no... So I guess NBC would be Peacock, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Peacock is their streaming
service. Yes,
yeah, Peacock. That makes sense.
Is Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC? No, I think it's Fox.
It's on Netflix is where I'm watching it on, but I think it was Fox. Started watching that again. What else did I watch? I feel like I watched something else, but it was not a lot of stuff. Like, games, still not into games. I need to go in and finish Horizon. I need to go in and do. I put so many hours into it. It's like, I don't want to do it. And I'm like you, Ryan. Like, I'll probably pick up the sticks now and be like, how did I do that again? Like, I got to remember.
Yeah, I know how Horizon works every time I pick it up.
So I'm to the point now where it's so far gone. It's just like, man, do I even really want to? Right? I might have to delete Aloy off my hard drive. You know, we'll see.
You gotta do it.
But no, that's pretty much it for me, man. Like I said, a couple of snow days, spent some time with the kids. Like I said, snow angels and snowball fights during lunchtime, and that's kind of it. What about you, Chris? What was your weekend?
Yeah, I mean, my week was fairly light on the entertainment side. I spent a lot of time at work, actually. But no progress on the Marvel movies. We haven't started Captain America First Avenger yet, because we haven't got to run the time to it. I was able to catch the Oscars the other day, Oh, no, I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought it was a well done Oscar. It was a bit fairly classy, and I thought that was a good watch. My favorite movie, Oppenheimer, won some awards, so I was pretty happy with that, right? So, a lot of good stuff happened in the Oscars, in my opinion. I've been watching a lot of local news. I think I've been on a local news gig after every day at work at right at 5. I turn on ABC, actually, the local affiliate for ABC here in the Tampa Bay area, and it's nice to have not so depressing national news, you know, because you put on CNN, you put on BBC, or you put on what's beyond MSNBC, you'll just get a bunch of, you know, you're out that Israel, you know, Hamas stuff. It's just, it gets too much, too much for me. I don't know what's going on there, right? Where I'm at. But then on the other side of that, like, I've still been on my Duolingo. I'm on over 490 days streak for Germany. So my
Oh,
German's getting
wow.
pretty decent. Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to continue with it. I'm this far into German, so we'll see. I've never known anybody to actually finish the entire Duolingo curriculum.
Is
So
it
that's going to
possible?
be. It
Was
is, but
an end?
it does have an end, but I feel like it's a manga. It's huge. So it's literally like, I think they equate it to like 4 or 5 years of studying, you know, in college or something to that site. So it's interesting. Like, I do want to see where this continues. I'm at the point where I'm talking about barbecues.
Nice.
That's kind of funny. But then also I've been doing a lot of studying more than class stuff. I finished a course on Azure, which is kind of like the fundamentals. I'm going through the fundamentals course. I find Azure to be very boring, right? It wasn't, maybe it was just a course, or, you know, maybe the demo, but Azure just kind of reminded me too much of just like regular Windows server. Just like, I don't know, it just wasn't cool. I turned on
Right,
Google Cloud.
it has
Yeah.
that same flavor, right?
The same flavor. It's, you know, Microsoft convoluted, and there's a million ways to do things. The UI isn't so cool. I think it could be nicer. Like, for example, I'm not a fan of OneDrive. It works great, but it's just too glitchy. Like, I've used Box on the other hand. Box is amazing. It's so easy to use. The folders are open. You know, it's great. But anyway. I looked at the Google Cloud Platform course, and I'm like, this is really cool. This is, yeah, they talk about the same stuff, IaaS, ads, and all that stuff.
Right.
But maybe it's just because it's packaged differently to me, and they give different names. But I mean, in the Microsoft ecosystem for my entire career in IT, maybe it's because it's, maybe that's what's more interesting to me. I want to learn something new, right? And the Google Cloud seems to be the number three on the list. Like, I don't see a lot of people on LinkedIn give Google Cloud certifications, so I think that might
Right.
be cool measure for me. And then obviously I've been paying attention to the NFL free agency, right? I'm a Vikings fan. I think Atlanta, they're lucky to have Kirk Cousins. I know a lot of Atlanta fans are really happy with getting Kirk, right? They're pretty ticked off, from my understanding, based on sampling of friends that I have on Facebook and social media. But I think they'll be pleasantly surprised at how consistent he is. They're gonna win some games next year. Or not this next season. It's great. I think it's fun. But that's been my week in a nutshell.
It's not bad though. That's way more. Both of you have way more going on than I did. I fell down the rabbit hole of podcast stuff. So I've been,
Oh, right.
So I should say variety. Both of you have way more variety than I did. But I always forget, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Like, again, our numbers are going up, so that is driving me as well. As I see the numbers go up, I'm like, I gotta do one more thing, right? So all that time that I've shrunk by using this new platform, use Riverside, it's helped me out with its tools. It's a lot quicker. I'm making clips and stuff like that. So I went from just doing bare bones, like, hey, we record on Sunday, I get everything ready on YouTube and Megaphone, and push it out to all the things. And then I found out that YouTube did audio, right? And there's more people listen to YouTube podcasts than any other platforms, over half, like 57% or whatever. I was like, what? Never knew. So I put us on there. Boom, spiked, because we went from having no audio only episodes to having over 550 episodes, right? So I'm kind of like, at some point it's going to taper off, but it's because all you have to do is consume a video a couple of times and your numbers just skyrocket because we have so many of them, right? It's compounded. And then the United Healthcare stuff happened. We did an episode, and then that one's almost a 1,000 views off the rip. So I'm just like, ah, man, I got to do more with thumbnails. I got to do more with the run of show. I got to get the SEO to be better. Like, I got to take advantage of this momentum, and it's been consuming me. Like, so I went from getting everything ready to being more productive with it, editing more stuff, right? Getting the production value up there to now I'm like, where can I repurpose more content? So that's why I started to write the articles for every episode. So on LinkedIn, it drops with the article, and then the video and the audio is embedded because platforms prefer for you to keep their patrons or viewership or whatever on their platform. LinkedIn allows me to embed stuff in articles. So now I write an article for every episode, embed the stuff that keeps people there, and they also are consuming our content, which has the numbers bump up, right? So it's a win-win for both parties. So then I said, well, the algorithm doesn't always share you with all of your connections. But what does share you with all your connections is a newsletter. A newsletter will be pushed out to all your connections. It hits their inbox. So I was like, oh, I got to have a newsletter now. So how do I do that? I don't hit people every day because that's annoying. So I'll do a weekly newsletter. I'll do a recap like we do here on episode, which we really don't do a recap, right? We don't talk about anything else we talk about. But I was like, that's a really good, that's catch name, the weekly rundown. So what I'll do is I'll put the Friday episode in there, and then I'll stack in all the other episodes. So I summarize all my articles. I put it in a newsletter. So if you missed this all week or you missed the episode, boom, it's in your inbox. Numbers spiked again. So I'm just like, oh, it's feeding me. You're making a monster. So I was like, well, where can I repurpose this to get to broaden the audience? I found out about a platform called Medium, which I never heard of before. Medium is a platform for writers. So people usually start on Medium and then they repurpose from there. So now I'm doing that as well. Like, I'll build the article on Medium. It allows you to embed all other stuff, and I'm able to pull that and share it on LinkedIn. So now I have no idea what's going to happen on Medium because I just started literally a couple of days ago. But I want to replicate what we're doing on LinkedIn on Medium because it's a different audience. And I just keep going down this rabbit hole. Who knows what next week will lead to? All I know is we're eating good over here with the numbers. So it's encouraging me to continue to do the production stuff. Cause again, I did bare bones. I had the same thumbnail. I just changed the text. I added and subtracted our pictures depending on who was on the episode. I pushed it out. Now I'm using, Dolly. I'm using, Midjourney to make thumbnails, right? Cause they're pretty good at making art based upon what we talked about. I'm using the AI tools to help me with transcription, and I'm taking those transcripts. I'm helping me to make my articles and, getting the SEO up on the different platforms. So it's been a journey over the past, I want to say I've been doing this for like, what, a month of actually like being thoughtful of our content. And like, yeah, the numbers through the roof. I think it says that we're, over the past 28 days, we've been watched 5,200 more views than normal. So the numbers is, so I want to take advantage of it. So that has been the journey. And then every Monday I record, the next week's Ask Assist P, and we've been booked out for the past, few weeks. So I've been blessed that I have people want to come on. So definitely check out this upcoming one, which would have been yesterday for people who are consuming this in real time, will be Jacob Hill, GRC Academy founder, as well as the host of the GRC Academy podcast, really well done podcast. And then he's a content creator. He makes training for CMMC. Check that out. So he does all things in that sphere. Came on the show. Really cool. Like, it was a good conversation. And then if you have not checked out last week, I had Mike Ware, friend of the show. He's been on the other side of the firewall a few times. We joked about how he used to be me and Shannon's boss, right? When we worked for, we both were in Virginia, where we met. He was also our boss. And now he's the CIO for North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. That is what he's in charge of. Super sharp guy. He's always commenting on our video nature, so definitely a friend of the podcast. So we had a really good conversation dealing with upcoming initiatives, as well as he broke down pig butchering, which I did not know was a thing. He broke it down for us really well. Definitely check that out. He also put me on. John Oliver broke it down too. So in the article, if you read our article, I explain what it is. We have the video with him, we have the audio with him, and then we have actually have the HBO John Oliver episode where it breaks it down. It's hilarious, but sad at the same time.
John Oliver always does a good job of bringing the comedy to things that are sad, right? Like, yeah. If you ever watched Last Night Tonight, what's it called?
I don't know.
Last Week.
Last Week Tonight.
Yeah, that episode on Going, episode on McKinsey, and those are so good.
They always bring the comedy with it. Yeah, it's funny show.
Yeah, so definitely check out, let's plug for the article. Check that one out. Go to LinkedIn or Medium. It's not Medium yet, but it will be. I'm slowly converting it because I don't want to just copy and paste. I want it to fit the format of what Medium's looking for, right? But check it out. Good content, I think. And then we're just wrapping up from there. So, yeah, I've been really into the podcasting thing over the past few weeks, past few years, right? But just really being mindful of building content. So met a bunch of friends who are also in this space, and we just bounce ideas off each other, which leads to making more stuff. So every day I'm posting an article, I'm posting a clip or a short, which the shorts, man, they rack up time. Because the thing is, you can't monetize on YouTube until you hit certain caps on an annual basis, and their caps are high as all get out now. So you need to have 500 subscribers. That's why I keep pushing the subscription. You have to have, I think it's 3,000 watch hours, which you think is a lot. And then from there, then hit the next tier. You have to have 1,000 subscribers. You have to have so many watch hours. We have a lot of content that has a lot of time. People don't always consume it for the full extent. So you only get so many minutes out of a 15-minute or 30-minute episode. But shorts, it's the exact opposite. So I make a clip that's only 60 seconds. It's consumed 400 times in the span of a day, right? It just compounds that time super fast. So we've been making some pretty good clips. At least I try to, right? We're still talking about cybersecurity stuff. So they do very well, though, for us. So I've been trying to be mindful of that, making at least a clip per episode. I usually do a bunch of engagement. So on different platforms, it's not necessarily about you posting because it only gets shared to so many people, but your engagements get shared to more people, then your newsletter gets shared to all your people. So it's stacking, right? I'm just trying to make sure we have hundreds of hours of content. I just want to make sure it's being consumed, right? Worth our time. And people are enjoying it. So it seems to be that it's the case. So I just want to keep that rolling. Outside of that, I managed to get a course in, right? So I did a very short PMI course. It's about 45 minutes or so. I recommend it to everybody because it's free on PMI's website, PMI.org. The course is called Generative AI Overview for Project Managers. It's actually really good. It kind of breaks down, if you're already in the CAPM PMP space, it breaks down how you can augment what you currently do by leveraging ChatGPT or Copilot, which are pretty much the same thing. The other varieties of chatbots, right? So it tries to be agnostic as much as possible, but it kind of breaks down if you want to increase your acumen in a certain topic, leverage AI, and here are some prompts. Because I'm really looking for more robust prompts, because I've been building my own prompts, and they're okay, but I know the more information you ask ChatGPT, the more it can provide you in quality of a product, and it hallucinates much less, because it doesn't have to fill in the gaps. Because I've noticed that it will lie if you don't give it enough information based upon what is surmising you're asking for. And you'd be like, nah, that's not factual. But if you give it a meaty prompt, it will spit out some gorgeous stuff. So what they're breaking down is if you don't have, because you'd be a project manager, any project, but if you're not from that space, right? Because we're IT and cyber, but we can be project managers over construction. But then how do you get that information aside from talking to your people? You can also leverage AI. And then it also helps with numbers, right? Like leads and lags and stuff like that. Like I took one of my projects and stripped it down of all of its sensitive information, right? Just bare bones. Here's some tasks. Here's some dates. Help me out. Give me the critical path. Oh, it's beautiful. It's building the leads and lags, and it's taking into account what I've already done, what needs to be done. It could build out charts and graphs and diagrams. But you have to ask it really good questions, and they give you a prompt guide as part of the course as well. It's like a 15 question test at the end, and then you get a micro badge, right? So it's not certification to itself. It's just to show people, like, I've taken this as well. So definitely highly recommend it. They only have two right now, because I was hoping that they had an actual certification. They don't have that yet. They have these micro certs. So again, Generative AI Overview for Project Managers. I took it. I really enjoyed it. And now next week, I'm going to work on Data Landscape of Gen AI for Project Managers. So that's Data Landscape of Gen AI for Project Managers. That one is not free. It's $19 if you're not a member. So it's free for members, $19 if you're not a member. But I'm excited because, like, bar none, ChatGPT is the best $20 I've spent. Like, bar none. It's able to help out so much. And then I've been watching courses online of people just figuring out different ways where you can utilize it. To the point where the dude is a solo preneur, like, so he's just a company to himself, and he built out chatbots. Like, this one is in charge of his PR, this one's in charge of his marketing, or which may be the same thing, this one's in charge of his money or whatever. Like, he has all these pre-built ones out. Then as he inputs data, you see them work as a team, and they bounce ideas off of each other, and they spit out stuff to him to approve, disapprove. Is this good? Is this what you're looking for? And then they go back in and they refine. It's amazing. Like, it's coming for our jobs. But I feel as though if you can master this, if you can master AI, you will always be employed, because like, you can't just ask it Google questions. It's not Google. It's so much, you know, more.
Everybody talks about AI taking over jobs, but, you know, I was talking to one of my other friends recently about, you know, marketing, business development, and stuff like that. And really, I think the old adage of who you know is the most important thing in business, right?
That's
the
true.
Network. And if you're well connected in the network, I think you should be fine. As long as you're adding value to some type of business, some type of product, if you're making those decisions, I think you should be okay. But, you know, and in this case, familiarizing yourself with AI, understanding how it works, and really embracing it, I think that's how we need to move forward.
No, I completely agree. But yeah, it's just fun. Like, I'm actually excited about something. I haven't been this excited about something in a long time. So it's definitely giving us value as a podcast. And I just want to make sure that I am, because I don't think I'll ever be at the tip of the spear of it, right? Because it's moving so fast. I have a day job, and it's not Gen AI. It's not my job. But I just want to be familiar with it. I don't want to be left behind is what I'm going for. Because it's so robust. It gives me so much. It's stuff I don't even use. Like, it's giving me stuff where I'm just like, I don't have time for that. Like, I can't add that to the schedule, but that's kind of cool. So maybe I'll get there eventually.
You know, the guy that developed the Terminators probably thought it was fun when he first started out too, but he ended up having to sacrifice himself and blow up the building. I just
so that's funny, because in my mind, I want a prequel where the Terminators are his friends. Like, he's like playing softball with them, like teaching them how to catch, throw. Before they get to the point of terminating, like, their eyes are blue instead of red.
That's how you know they're evil. Red eyes are evil.
You're like, oh. That's hilarious. But so, speaking of killing Terminators, I have made a little bit of time to play Helldivers 2. Always a fun time. I'm still having fun with that. That YouTube short, like, so me and you talked about it, Shannon, last week. I turned it into a clip, 60 seconds, about me killing my whole team by accident. Man, that thing blew up. I'm like, I wish all of these clips would blow up like this. So again, like, it shows that it's a testament to YouTube shorts or reels and TikToks, things of that nature. Like, they bring people to you a new audience. But yeah, so I played a little bit of that. I've not gotten to Final Fantasy VII like I want to, because it requires a lot of time. And every time I jump into it, I'm like, this is breathtaking. This is fun. But it's not like Helldivers. I could literally just, okay, I'm going to play a match. It's going to take 15 minutes. Like, to play Final Fantasy VII, like, because I'm going to play today, I got to put in like a good hour at a time. Got to at least give it an hour. But I'm enjoying it. Like, it's beautiful, it's breathtaking, but I just don't want it to turn into Tears of the Kingdom. Like, I got to get more on it, because I don't want to leave it to the wayside. Because Tears of the Kingdom, I'm not going to be dead until probably next year at this rate. I've been real slow on it. And then the last thing, because you brought up a good point about Andy Samberg's content. I did not put you on, Shannon, because I don't know if you like this movie or not. It's called Self-Reliance. Have you heard of this one? It's on Hulu. So Self-Reliance is a movie directed by Jake Johnson, starring Jake Johnson, as well as Anna Kendrick, Natalie Morales, Andy Samberg, Mary Holland, Emily Hampshire, and Christopher Lloyd is in there as well. It has a bunch of cameos. There's some other people. I don't want to spoil it. Could
Christopher
pop
Lloyd,
up.
Like Doc Brown?
Yeah. But basically, it's a manhunt movie. Like the dude is down on his luck. His girlfriend of a long time just kicked him out the house, and he gets offered opportunity to be on the show if he survives so many days. I think it's like a month. If he survives a month, he gets paid $1 million or something like that, like a huge amount of money. And it's all being filmed, but it's all covert. So no one knows he's being filmed except for him, and his family doesn't believe him. And the whole thing is this: if he's within a certain distance of a person, they can't try to assassinate him. But if there's space between him and that person, or if he's by himself, it's game on. And it's hilarious because people pop up all the time and try to separate him from people, or people don't want to hang out with him. Like he paid a homeless guy to hang out with him. It's hilarious. It's not a lot of action though, but it's got that Andy Samberg comedy where it's like that dry, witty humor. I think you would enjoy it, but it's a little misleading because you think he's gonna be running around being assassinated all the time, but it's not that. Like it happens. And very funnily, like they try to funnily, very humorous, the way they try to kill him. But I try it out. Try it out. Let me know what you think. But it's called
What is it
Self-Reliance.
on, though? Is it on Apple TV?
It's on Hulu.
Okay, I was like, it sounds like very Apple TV with all the stars, like, but Hulu. Okay, Self-Reliance.
Yeah, and they're not really relying on those stars. Like, I don't know if Jake Johnson is a big star or not. This is the first time I've seen him in anything, for real. But the other ones they sprinkle in. You might say, "Andy Samberg," because he's playing himself. That's the funny part. He's like, "Why are you here?" So I think you might enjoy it though. But
that's it for me.
Yeah, the plan this week is Oppenheimer. I keep saying I'm going to watch it. It's just a lot
Please
of hours.
Please do. It's amazing.
It's a lot of hours, Chris.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, I love that movie.
But that's my plan because it's on Peacock. I'm about to cancel Peacock. So I need to consume all the good stuff they have on there before I get rid of it. Because now it's regular price. I was paying 99 cents a month, right? That got me in the door. I'm not trying to pay for real money now. All right. I'm used to a dollar.
That's how I started with Hulu. Hulu had a Black Friday deal that was 99 cents when I first like signed up for it. But
Yeah.
I got hooked, right? And then they got me with Hulu Live, which their price seems to go up every other month. I'm like, man, is this really worth it? And I'm like, yeah, it kind of is. So,
yeah. Peacock might be actually under T-Mobile now. I think T-Mobile might be also servicing them, one of them. So I know Paramount is, they're paying for Paramount, they're paying for Netflix. I think they're paying for Peacock now too. I gotta check that out. Because that's the case, I'll keep it. But I'm not going to pay for it. And then I got to fix my Disney Hulu bundle. Because I have them both separately, but I know I can bundle them together. I just don't know how to do it. I haven't sat down to think about it because I'm paying full price for both. I know I can put them together for a discount.
And add ESPN Plus, I think, when you do that.
What?
So it's three of them. I think it's Disney, Hulu, and ESPN Plus is the bundle.
I'm messing up. I gotta figure it out. I might just have to cancel all of them and just start over. That'd probably be the easiest. But I lose my I don't know what I would lose. Just my watch time?
Like what you like your suggestions for what you watch. Like you have to build that up again, right? Your queue.
Yeah.
You're gonna use your list.
Okay. I might do that. That might be my go-to. Like just scorched earth. Get rid of wipe them all. Start over. Oh no. I'll think about it. If I could figure it out easily, like if I could figure it out where I could just like click some toggles, I'll do it. But if they make me do too much, I'm just going.
So I think you can acquire it if you go through I think you have to do it on your laptop or your desktop though. But if you go into your profile for Hulu, I think it has an option in there to bundle.
Hmm.
So then it may just bring them all in.
Right. And then it's asking for my logins or something.
Yeah.
I gotta try it out before I tear it all down. Like
before you scorch the
tear down this wall, Mr.
Gorbachev. Tear down this wall.
So we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me in a nutshell, man. Like, busy trying to elevate what we're currently doing because we have great content. I just got to make sure I bundle it appropriately. So that's what I'm currently working on. And then trying to wrap my brain around this AI stuff. So next week, I hope to do an article where I review both of those courses. I don't know if I'm going to make a video or not. That's a lot. I'm asking for a lot there. But at least write an article where I review both of them and push it out there. I want to call it Ask a PMP because I want the reason I want, I've been thinking about it for a while. I don't have time to make that a show, but I want it to be under my IP, right? Because I said it. Now I have to produce something and then I get it. It's mine. I think that's pretty clever. First
one. Somebody's going to be listening in on this. Is,
oh, no, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do that before this post.
Yeah.
Ask a PMP. So there it is. If you have not already, again, subscribe to the podcast on your platform of choice. Everywhere will be great. So just keep in subscribe until you your fingers bleed. Like, share. If you want to read our articles, please do that as well. If you want us in your inbox, subscribe to that newsletter. Just however you want to consume us, please do so. You can find us on all the websites, either by the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask SSP, depending upon what it allowed me to create for a title. You can get me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Twitter, Threads, IG. One video on TikTok, and now LinkedIn articles and Medium. And you, Chris?
You find me on LinkedIn and Chris Avicon. Last name is spelled A. LinkedIn.
There it is. Stay safe. Stay secure.